Beyond presents Fragments. Panthea, possibly by Richard Farrant. Good title. So, this is a short fragment from The Tragedy of Panthea. I'm not sure of the title, how inferred it is from the text, or if there is actually a positive naming of it somewhere. It was performed by a boys' company sometime between 1567 and 1580, and depending on the date, by the Children of Windsor or the Children of the Chapel Royal. Richard Farrant is a reasonable shout as the author, as he produced boys' company shows within those limits. The fragment is of lyrics to a song, but we're not going to be singing today. There is music surviving for this text, but it is a little beyond us to produce the song yet, so this is a little marker of intent to make that happen. We have encountered Panthea elsewhere in the play of The Wars of Cyrus. She is a prisoner of Cyrus and has been threatened by various forces within his camp. By the time we reach this point in the text that survives, the prisoner Panthea has discovered that her husband is dead, leading to this lament, performed by Fiona Thrale.
Alas, you salt sea gods, bow down your ears divine. Lend ladies here warm water springs to moist their crystal iron, that they may weep and wail and wring their hands with me for death of lord and husband mine. Alas, lo, this is he. You gods that guide the ghosts and souls of them that fled, send sobs, send sighs, send grievous groans, and strike poor Panthea dead. Alas, poor Abradad, my spirit with thine shall lie. Come, death, alas, O death most sweet, for now I crave to die.
After the song, Panthea will take her own life. Well, it is a tragedy. And, well, that's it from this fragment. If you want to go further and hear how we got here, our earlier exploring session of various fragments, including this one, is available on the YouTube. And there is also a look at the play, The Wars of Cyrus, to give you a better idea of the story, should you wish. Links to those are in the show notes. But for now, once again, sit back and enjoy the full audio recording of the text of The Fragment of Panthea. Enjoy.
Alas, you salt sea gods, bow down your ears divine. Lend ladies here warm water springs to moist their crystal iron, that they may weep and wail and wring their hands with me for death of lord and husband mine. Alas, lo, this is he. You gods that guide the ghosts and souls of them that fled, send sobs, send sighs, send grievous groans, and strike poor Panthea dead. Alas, poor Abradad, my spirit with thine shall lie. Come, death, alas, O death most sweet, for now I crave to die.
In The Tragedy of Panthea, possibly by Richard Farrant, Panthea was played by Fiona Thrale. Fragments is hosted and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com or become a patron and get early access and bonus material. Our patrons get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show description.
And strike poor Panthea dead.